Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 7th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the sculptor Giovanni Lorenzo Bernini, born in Naples, 1598, known for his sculptures of classical gods, biblical figures, the many fountains that he sculpted around Rome, and for his work as an architect on St. Peter's Basilica. It's the birthday of Noam Chomsky, Philadelphia, 1928, the linguist who came to fame with his theory that humans have an instinctive tendency to develop languages the same way that birds have an instinct to fly. He wrote about it in his book Syntactic Structures, came out in 1957. It's the birthday of the novelist Susan Isaacs, Brooklyn, New York, 1943, author of Compromising Positions and 12 more best-selling novels. It's the birthday of Willa Cather, 1873, born near Winchester, Virginia. Family moved out to Nebraska, tried to escape from tuberculosis, went to live in Red Cloud, Nebraska. She went to the University of Nebraska, where she was known for her unusual personality and her masculine clothing. Sometimes she called herself William. She cut her hair short like a man's. Went out to New York City, became managing editor of McClure's magazine. She was in love with a woman named Isabel McClung for much of her life, started writing seriously when she was in her late 30s, and began writing about Nebraska. Her book, O Pioneers, came out in 1913, and then My Antonia, the character of Antonia, based on her childhood friend Annie Sadelek Pavelka. H.L. Mencken said he thought My Antonia was the best fiction ever written by a woman in America. It was on this day 75 years ago, 1941, Japanese bombers attacked Pearl Harbor. They had just gotten radar at Pearl Harbor, and looking at it that morning, they detected a large number of planes heading towards them. They called an officer who said they probably were American B-17s, not to worry about it. So the troops were sitting down to breakfast that morning when the first fighter planes came overhead. The writer James Jones was there, who later wrote From Here to Eternity. He said it was not till the first low-flying fighter came hammering overhead with his machine guns going that we ran outside. They dropped bombs, torpedoes, ships started capsizing, sinking. 2,390 Americans were killed. The following morning, Congress declared war, and it was the beginning of World War II for the United States. Here's a poem by Howard Nemiroff entitled Fiction. The people in the elevator all face front. They all keep still. They all look up with the rapt and stupid look of saints in paintings at the numbers that light up by turn and turn to tell them where they are. They're doing the dance. They're playing the game. To get here, they have gone by avenue and street, by ordinate and abscissa, and now by this new coordinate, up. They are three-dimensional characters taken from real life. They have their fates, whether to rise or fall, and when their numbers come up, they get out. Howard Nemiroff's poem, Fiction, from the Collected Poems of Howard Nemiroff, published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.